You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
From coast to coast, I'm your host with the most, coming on like burnt toast, hitting every post, tasting like a succulent roast. And I don't mean to boast, but I'm about to lay down the sound that'll make you scream and groove and move and soothe your very soul. From the bottom to the top, and you know it won't stop when the needle drop on the juke in the back, baby. What can I say? I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you cats and kittens, bringing you a solid hour. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out dancing shoes. This week we feature a real guitar slinger, a dead ringer for a blues singer, a hit maker and a record breaker. Baby, I'm talking about a cat who was born with the name Eddie Jones. But you and I know him better as Guitar Slim. And maybe you only know his 1954 smash, The Things That I Used to Do. Or maybe you go a little deeper and you know his 1952 classic, Feeling Sad. Or maybe you're more familiar with his mid to late 50s recordings off of Atco Records. Well, baby, we're gonna cover all of that on this week's Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Now, Eddie Lee Jones was born on the 10th of December, 1926 in Greenwood, Mississippi. His dear mother passed away when he was only 5 years old, and so he was sent off to live with his grandmother in Hollandale. And when you live in Hollandale, Mississippi, and you're of a certain class, and you get to be of cotton-picking age, you spend your sunups to your sundowns picking in the cotton fields. And that's all you got until something can take you away. Well, Eddie Jones did just that. He picked cotton until he and his first wife, Virginia Dumas, started their own dancing troupe and performed at Hollandale's Harlem Club. At the club, he met a bluesman, Willie Warren, who let him sing with the band once in a while. He also encouraged young Eddie Jones to pick up the guitar, and he showed him some chords and some tricks. Eddie practiced and practiced until he was getting pretty good. He wanted to make records of his own, so he set out for New Orleans. It's now 1950, and Eddie Jones is calling himself Guitar Slim. But things are hard in New Orleans. There's so many working musicians, it's hard to stand out. Until one day, Eddie Jones meets Huey Smith, and the two of them strike up a quick friendship and decide to put a band together. Then they get booked at the Tijuana Club. The Tijuana was a great place to get seen, and he did. Right away, Guitar Slim was big on the flashy performance. He would wear bright, sharp suits, sometimes dyeing his hair to match his suits. He'd perform tricks with his guitar and drive the crowds at the Tijuana crazy. Soon, a large independent record label was ready to sign Eddie Guitar Slim Jones, Imperial Records. Here's the thing, though. Dave Bartholomew, who had been the big talent scout for Imperial Records up to this point, signing Fats Domino and many others, had stepped away from the label, feeling that label owner Lou Chud didn't appreciate him and all the business that he was bringing into Imperial. It was during this time that Dave Bartholomew discovered Lloyd Price and signed him to Art Roop's Specialty Records. It's too bad Bartholomew wasn't still at Imperial during this time, because Guitar Slim could have really used the direction. You see, neither one of the two singles that Imperial released on Guitar Slim made any waves. They're primitive, they sound dirty, and that's why we dig them here on the Juke in the Back. Oh, and it's great to hear Huey Smith's piano playing on these as well. His first session was held on May 6th, 1951, in New Orleans, with Huey Smith on piano, Willie Nettles on the tubs, an unknown bass player, and of course, Eddie Guitar Slim Jones, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, on guitar. Here's Bad Luck Is On Me, Eddie Guitar Slim Jones and his Playboys.
Thank you.
Eddie Guitar Slim Jones with New Arrival, the flip side of his first single for Imperial Records, Bad Luck Is On Me, Baby. He recorded four songs on that May 16, 1951 session for Imperial, and the label released all four of them over two singles. And then, in 1954, when Slim hit it big with The Things That I Used to Do on Specialty, Imperial re-released all four songs on two different singles, changing it up so that each A-side had a different B-side. But still, nothing became of those four songs. Let's hear another one of those first four songs that would appear on Guitar Slim's second single for Imperial Records. Here's Eddie Guitar Slim Jones and his Playboys with Crying in the Morning.
When I woke up this morning and you wasn't by my side. When I woke up this morning and you wasn't by my side. You wasn't there, I laid right down and I cried. If you loved me, darling, wouldn't have left me alone. If you loved me, darling, you wouldn't have left me alone. 'Cause I was good to you, babe, and I never did you no wrong. Forget me, babe. You remember me, darling. Yes, when you're old and gray. Bye, bye, baby, baby, bye, 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 bye. Yeah, you're sorry, mama, you made your daddy cry. Once again, the way I love you, darling, it's a sin. You mean in my heart you broke once, baby, but now you've broken my heart again. Lying on my bed, I'm sick at home. My mother's dead and my father's gone. You said you'd stay here beside me, baby, but now you've left and I'm all alone. I was incorrect in 51, I had no love and there was no home. I was sending you all my money, baby, and all the time you was doing me wrong. So now goodbye, if you call at door. Love me, yeah, just to cry and moan. about to lose my mind, baby. So why did you have to run?
Have mercy. Eddie Guitar Slim Jones, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back with Feeling Sad. Recorded in early 1952 in Nashville for Jim Bullitt and his JB record label. We have the addition of some mournful horns played by Howard Butler and Calvin Cage. Huey Piano Smith is providing the 88s. Hugh Dixon is on bass, and Oscar Moore is keeping time. Guitar Slim had one session for Jim Bullitt, and man was it fine. He recorded Feeling Sad and its flip side, Certainly All, which we'll hear later on in the program. And many thought Certainly All was going to be the hit. It's a jump and call and response number. But the DJs dug the flip side, Feeling Sad. And man, did it start to make some waves down south. It was number one on the local New Orleans chart for about a month. Now Guitar Slim was so popular in his adopted hometown of New Orleans that he was getting booked at the premier nightclub, the Dewdrop Inn, driving audiences crazy. He'd get on a guy's shoulders and play guitar all the way out into the audience, sometimes out the front door into the street. There had to be people behind him with extension cords carrying his amplifier out there too. Feeling Sad caused enough of a sensation that Atlantic Records was hounding him to sign with them. But Johnny Vincent, A&R over at Specialty Records, would not let Guitar Slim go until he signed a contract with Specialty. And that's exactly what happened. And on October 27th, 1953, at Cosimo Matassa's studio in the Crescent City, Guitar Slim recorded the biggest rhythm and blues record of 1954, The Things That I Used to Do. Featuring Frank Mitchell on trumpet, Gus Fortinet on alto, Charles Burbank and Joe Tillman on tenor, Lloyd Lambert on bass, Oscar Moore on the tubs and pies, and brother Ray Charles on the piano. Ray was moonlighting down in New Orleans. Atlantic had sent him down there trying to get more experience, and Ray became a disciple of Guitar Slim. So much so that Ray recorded Slim's Feeling Sad in New Orleans in August of 53 for Atlantic. They issued it on a single in September of 53. So Ray's version of Feeling Sad came out before Ray played on Guitar Slim's The Things That I Used to Do. And if you listen really closely to the end of The Things I Used to Do, you can hear Ray say, "Oh yeah!" as the song finishes up. The Things That I Used to Do entered the chart in mid-January of 54 and shot to number one on January 30th, where it remained for 14 weeks, making it the biggest record of 1954. It's also Guitar Slim's only nationally charting record. Here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Guitar Slim and his band, Specialty Records, The Things That I Used to Do.
The things that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. The things that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. Sit and hold your hand, baby. Cry, begging you not to go. I would search all night. fight for you, baby. Lord, and my fight would always end in vain. I would search all night for you, baby. Lord, and my fight would always end in vain. I knew all along, darling, that you was hit out with your other man. Back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. I'm going to send you back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. Nothing I do that please you, baby. Lord, I just can't get along with you.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Charles Liebman, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Dante DeWitt. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
Hey, Mavacat, keep those records spinning.
Well, I done got over it. Lord, I done got over it. You know I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. I done got over at last. Now the day that I first met you, you seemed such a sweet little thing. But after a while, you got so bad. You know it was a crying shame, but I done got over it. Lord, I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. I done got over it at last. Now, I was so in love, I was miserable. Although I know my love was in vain. Cause every time that I turned my back, you was out with some other man. But I done got over it. Lord, I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. I done got over it at last. You to be no angel, I neither no gal with job. All I wanted was some good woman just to keep me satisfied. But I done got over it. Lord, I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. I done got over it at last.
Well, I done got over it. The flip side of the things that I used to do. This week's feature on the Juke in the Back, it's Guitar Slim. Specialty Records, recorded at the end of October of 1953, it turned out to be the biggest selling record of 1954, and that was its flip side. It sat at number one for 14 weeks on the rhythm and blues chart. But oddly enough, it did not cross over to the pop charts. That was Guitar Slim's only nationally charting single. He did have charting singles in New Orleans and a couple of other cities. The Things That I Used to Do, backed with, Well, I Done Got Over It. That has such a nice, tight New Orleans feel, thanks to the horn section. The next Guitar Slim single for Specialty also came out of that October 27th, 1953 session. It's The Story of My Life. A real heartbreaker, baby. And remember, Ray Charles is still playing on this session, and I think Ray got a lot of inspiration from The Story of My Life to write his own Hard Times. Ray would record Hard Times in Miami in 55, but Atlantic wouldn't issue it as a single until 61, once he was off the label. But baby, we got Guitar Slim in the spotlight this week, and just dig on his smoking guitar solo on this one. Here's Guitar Slim and his band and The Story of My Life.
If my mother hadn't died, Lord, and my father left his child at home. If my mother hadn't died, Lord, and my father left his child at home, maybe my life wouldn't have been so miserable, baby. Lord, and I wouldn't be so all alone. I was born in Alabama, Lord, and I was raised up in Tennessee. I was born in Alabama, Lord, and I was raised up in Tennessee. But no matter where I travel, someone have always tried to hurt poor me. Lord, and live on in this sorrow, well, and misery every day. Now, folks, once I was a prisoner of war, and this is one of the letters that I wrote home to my girlfriend. Just a little serenade from the boys, and I'm gonna read it to you. Thank you.
you doing tonight? Wish I could see if everything is all right. And hold you long in my arms until right. Your smiling face will make a wonderful sight. I want to be with you, love with you, eat with you, sleep with you, stay with you all of my life. I love you, darling, when you're only 16. You was the sweetest thing to end of my dream. When we're together, then my life is fulfilled. To love you, darling, I know I always will. I want to be with you, love with you, eat with you, sleep with you all of my life. My letter, but never my love. Please send a prayer to the heaven above to see me back to you safe and sound the day that I leave the prison ground. I want to be with you, love with you, eat with you, sleep with you all of my life.
Guitar Slim and his band with A Letter to My Girlfriend, the flip side of The Story of My Life. Both of those tunes come off the October 27th, 1953 session, but for the next single, instead of New Orleans, Guitar Slim is recording in Chicago. Some of the same band members took the trip to the Windy City with him, but he picked up a few new guys for this session. Owette Ballard is on tenor sax, and man, does he have a great sax solo on this. And the second solo on this side is played by the pianist, John Gerard. Where's Guitar Slim's solo, I want to know. Lloyd Lambert is back on bass, and Oscar Moore is on the tubs. Spinning off a specialty in 1954, Guitar Slim and his band with Later For You, Baby.
Later for you, baby. I heard my train whistle blow. Later for you, baby. I heard my train whistle blow. You won't begin to miss me until my train pulls out at noon. I got married to you, baby, when you was out away from home. Married to you, baby, when you was out away from home. When you got ready to quit me and then sued me for alimony, you would even mend my socks and you would never bake no bread. You would even mend my socks, dear, and you would never bake no bread. You treated me so bad, dear, I nearly wished that I was dead. In my hand, but I finally got divorced. I hold the papers in my hand. I'm going to find some good woman, and you can keep your other man. Suffering in my mind. Whoa, you keep me worried, Lord.
try to smile with my friends all day. But nothing I do can ease my suffering mind. It hurts me so bad to be losing the one I love. I cry and pray to the good Lord up above. But where can I find someone that can ease off my suffering mind? If I have any witness, you know that you will find that life means nothing to you, baby. Lord, when you have a worried mind, so forgive me for what I do. Cause I just live on with a suffering mind.
Guitar Slim, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back with Suffering Mind. And it sounds like he's trying to recreate another feeling sad. But I'll tell you, that's one of his best vocal performances on record. The tune was cut in Los Angeles, the home base for Specialty Records, on September 28, 1954. Joe Tillman plays the tenor solo. And it's a fine-sounding song, but Specialty just couldn't follow up on the success of The Things That I Used to Do. And now let's hear a gospel-influenced song from the same session. It's called Stand By Me, and Specialty issued this one in early 1955. Guitar Slim and his band with Stand By Me.
Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Whoa, stand by me. Now, baby, stand by me. Now, stand by me. Oh, baby, if you please. Now, once you said you loved me, that we would never part. But now you want to leave me. You know you're gonna break my heart, but stand by me. Oh, baby, stand by me. Stand by me. Oh, baby, if you please. Now, baby, you know I love you. You know I love you true. I love you so bad, honey, that I don't know what to do. But stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, baby, if you please. Worrying, tired of worrying too. I gave you all of my money. I don't know what to do, but stand by me. Oh, stand by me. But stand by me. Oh,
now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring guitar Slim, so let's go back to his session for the JB label back in 1952. Earlier in the program, we heard the hit side, Feeling Sad, but now I'd like to flip it over and play Certainly All. It was recorded in Nashville and features Huey Piano Smith, but man, dig on Guitar Slim's tasty guitar solo. It's this week's Great 78. Eddie Guitar Slim Jones and Certainly All.
Well, certainly all.
Certainly all.
Listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You give me nothing, nothing but the blue. You give me nothing, nothing but the blue. You give me nothing but the blues, but baby, still I go for you. You always lie to me. You always been untrue. You always lied to me. You always been untrue. You give me nothing but the blues, but baby, still I go for you. You make my night so miserable. You make my day so blue. You make my night so miserable. You make my day so blue. You give me nothing but the blues, but baby, still I go for you. The blues, but baby, still I go for you.
Oh, you give me nothing but the blues. This week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Guitar Slim and his band, and his last session for Specialty Records, recorded on December 12, 1955, and released in early 56. And his contract with Specialty Records was up, and it was not renewed. So Atlantic Records swooped right in there and picked him up and dropped him down on their Atco subsidiary. He recorded his last session for Specialty in Los Angeles, but for his first session for Atlantic on March 16th of 56, he was back in New Orleans with the same old band, baby, but with the addition of Red Tyler on the Barry sax and Lawrence Cotton on the piano. They recorded a great one right out of the gate, and it became his first single for Atco. Here's Guitar Slim with Down Through the Years.
Now, down through the years, you know that man had his trouble. Down through the years, you know man had his wound. Even today, nothing have changed. Right here and now, cause I'm suffering the same. Now when the one you want to leave you, it happened so many times. You know even King the Queen child long, they have a self in mind. I've got my trouble, I'll not complain, cause it happened before and it can happen again. Got my trouble, I'll not complain, cause it had happened before and it can happen again.
Where can I go? What can I do? What have I to gain? If I should lose you, what would it profit me to be king of a throne, to have all the riches and treasures, and be there all alone? Just love me, my dear. That's all I want you to do. We'll make it somehow.
Thank you.
What a great New Orleans sound on that one. If I Should Lose You, recorded on the 25th of February, 1957 in the Crescent City. Personally, I think that single had hit written all over it, but just like everything else that Guitar Slim put out since The Things That I Used to Do in early 54, nothing happened. Atlantic was desperate for a hit though, so they brought him up to New York City and teamed him with Joe Morris's orchestra. The session was held on January 22nd, 1958, with the great Joe Morris on trumpet, Matthew G. on trombone, the legendary Johnny Griffin on tenor, equally legendary Elmo Hope on piano, oh mercy Mr. Percy Heath on bass, and the fantabulous Philly Joe Jones on the tubs, baby. I'm telling you, all the jazz cats were sitting in on this one. But before Atlantic Records could release this single, 13 days after this session, Guitar Slim was dead of bronchial pneumonia at the age of 32. 32. He would go on to influence Frank Zappa, Jimi Hendrix, Buddy Guy, Albert Collins, and man, that cotton-picking blues cat from Greenwood, Mississippi, who only had one national hit record, actually influenced a whole generation of blues players. Because man, if you listen to the tone on his guitar, it's heavily distorted decades before that would become in vogue. That was his style, and in many ways, Guitar Slim silently remade the electric blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's program on a true rhythm and blues legend, Eddie Jones, Guitar Slim. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's go out with an eerily prophetic song name. As I mentioned before, Guitar Slim was already gone by the time this single came out. The title? If I Had My Life to Live Over. I wonder how well he was at that last session. I say that because I don't hear Guitar Slim's guitar on this record at all. Listen for yourself. Joe Morris's band sounds great, and there's even backup singers on this, which is kind of unusual for a Guitar Slim record. Atlantic was trying to take him in a different direction and see if they could maybe market him to a more pop audience. Let's end this week's Juke in the Back with Guitar Slim and If I Had My Life to Live Over. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you all on that flip side. Bye-bye.
Well, if I had my life to live over, I'll do the same thing again. I still want to roam near the place we call home, where my happiness never put in. I'd meet you in school in Wao, and walk through the lane that we knew. If I
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.